We are back. The Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We got the Gunsmiths together again for segment two as well. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. We may keep them here the whole day.
Maybe.
The whole morning.
The whole morning. Yeah. Why not? We're already here.
Why not? Indeed. This segment is brought to you by, you're going to talk, I guess, about renewing your CPL.
Yes.
And this segment is brought to you by
Tri-County Roofing.
Tri-County Roofing. Have at it.
All right. Thanks. So, Jacob,
Tri-County Roofing.
If you want to talk about Tri-County, you go for it.
Well, yeah, Tim and the crew there does a phenomenal job on all your roofing specialty needs. Flat roofs, sloped roofs, pitched roofs, big roofs, little roofs, small roofs.
This is like a Dr. Seuss commercial.
Yeah. Red roofs, green roofs, blue roofs, well, one roof, two roofs.
Now, Jacob and I both have had roofs done by Tri-County, and
yes,
they are outstanding, and they stand behind their work, and they are good folks, and they stand behind everything we do with the Gunsmith Show and with our foundation, Tommy'sHeart.org. So, good folks. 810-732-7740. Or again, you can link to them right from our website, thegss.com. And I strongly urge you, if you need a roof at all for any business, commercial or residential, or your residential home, get a hold of Tri-County Roofing. You'll be glad you did.
732-7740.
All right. So, before we get started, you want to start talking about our Facebook challenge?
We got a fun Facebook challenge coming up.
Yeah.
Well, starting today. Sorry. So we'll be posting a photo of it after the show.
Yeah.
We have a nice brand new Stanley mug with a lid.
Yeah.
Decked out in Gunsmith Show gear. So what we're going to have you do is we want to hear about your favorite firearm. So go to our Facebook page, The Gunsmith Show. It's one of those things. We need you to like, comment, and share.
Okay.
Like, say it with me.
Like
comment, share. Like, comment, and share.
Right. With the, you know, anti-gun algorithms going on out there where they shut down half of what we put on Facebook, it's really hard to get anything going on Facebook anymore. We used to get 250 likes. Now we get 7 because they've shut down the amount of people that can actually see our Facebook page. So
so it's a nice Stanley insulated coffee cup. Post a picture of your favorite gun. Tell us what your favorite gun is, whatever it was. It could be something you used while you were in the military. It could be your everyday carry. It can be the .22 rifle you've had handed down for 3 generations.
Yeah.
We want to hear about it. Comment and share, and we're going to get you into the drawing, and we're going to draw here next week.
Next week or the week after?
Well, let's do 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
We'll do 2 weeks from today.
Yeah.
We're going to draw, so it gives us a whole 2 weeks to do this.
It's a nice Stanley Cup, too. You'll see it on our Facebook page.
Yep.
And maybe even Mary can get it on our website and throw a picture of it on the website, too.
So the Facebook page is The Gunsmith's Show.
Yes.
Yep.
4 words.
The Gunsmith Show. And there is a link to it on our website at thegss.com.
There you go. All right. Well, that's cool. Thanks. And you'll like it. It's got fake bullet holes in it and stuff. And
it won't leak.
Gunsmith Show. It says US 103.1 on the side of it and everything. Yep. And
you can pick it up right here at the station.
Yeah. Yeah, we can do that. Or we can mail it to you. You know, if you're
either
way out of state or way out state or something. But anybody can win this. Yeah, I mean, even our friend Mark in Minnesota might win this.
You never know.
Or our friend Chris in Connecticut. Gun-loving Connecticut.
There you go.
He's a gun lover in Connecticut. Connecticut is not a gun-loving state anymore, hence Ruger even left him. But all good, though. So so this week, Jake, you received a letter about your CPL renewal.
Someone got a letter.
Yeah, yes. There you go.
I wonder who it's from. It's from the county.
It's from the county.
It's a good letter from the county.
Is it the Register of Deeds or who
the clerk? County clerk. Dominique Clemens here in
nice
Genesee County. Yep.
We get along real well.
So, and you would get it in Lapeer County. You would get it in Sanilac County. You'd get it wherever you're listening to.
Yeah.
When it's 6 months before your birth date of the expiration year.
Renewal.
You're going to get a letter for the renewal of your CPL.
Right.
It's a nice letter. Very kind letter. He signed it. But it does give, and I thought this is perfect to talk about in the show, it gives us a great explanation of how to renew your CPL.
Right.
Because people always ask, well, what do I do? Well, it's up in 6 months. What do I do? So there's 3 ways to renew it. And this has changed since I got my CPL. This is the first time I think I've had. Yeah, this is the first time I've had to renew it. No, this is the second time.
Second time.
First time where it was the new white card. The first one was the blue card. Remember those?
Yep.
What color was your dad's card? Remember that you have in the wallet?
My first one was green. My dad's was always green.
Was it green? I remember it was. Yep. Yeah.
They were not general carry permits. They were hunting and target permits.
You could only carry it hunting.
If you were on your way to the range, you could have it on you. You know, have it in the cab of your car or whatever. Yeah. You know, but they were very restrictive. To get a general, you had to really know somebody back then. You had to know somebody on the board.
It's kind of like
which
in
I
New
did,
York,
so
you
I didn't have
to
much problems. But it was still. You know,
and back then we weren't a will issue; we were a shall issue. Right? Is that backwards? Remember,
it might have been might issue.
Yeah, may issue. Because now it's as long as you fit the criteria, they can't deny you.
And there was definitely political. There was politics messing with it back then.
Yeah,
there would be sheriffs that would you know, and there were several of them busted for it, but they didn't have. I'll just slap on the wrist was like. Well, if you want your general permit, I'm gonna need $3,000 in my my reelection fund.
You know? Yeah, exactly. Yep. So that's how it changes.
But anyways, tell us about the three ways.
Yeah, there's three ways. So you can do it in person, online, or still old fashioned USPS mail.
Yeah.
There's a couple prerequisites here. So you have 6 months before and up to 1 year after the expiration date to renew, which is, it's still expired. So anyways.
Yeah, you don't want to, if it your license is expired, I would not carry.
Correct.
If you don't want to get in any fine line detail where you're not going to be able to keep your CPL.
Exactly. Now, the application and all the extra info is all online at michigan.gov/firearms.
It's always, I get so many phone calls on this, like once or twice a month, I'll get a phone call.
Sure.
So it is tricky. Now, so when we're doing these, how do I say this? When we're trying to get our CPLs renewed.
Yes.
There's always somebody that's going to kind of right in the middle of it will say, But I did that and it didn't work, or I've tried this and it just didn't seem to work for me. Well, you just be diligent and figure it out. If you have to go down there in person, remember there's three ways to do it. So in person, online, or by mail. So the application and extra info is, again, just remember that michigan.gov/firearms. So in person is very simple. You print off the application. I'm still kind of an in-person type of guy. I hate doing stuff like this online. So print off the application from the state website. Fill it out. Take it to your local county clerk's office and right at your county and do it, the county which you reside in. If you want, you can do it online at michigan.gov/CPL renewal. So this is important. In the letter you receive from the state, there will be a PIN number on that letter that's assigned to you. The $115 fee has to be paid when you're doing it. So using a credit card or debit card, you can pay it right then. And if you do it all online, you'd be surprised how fast they come back. Most people I talk to get theirs back within like 10, 15 days. And that $115 fee is still a bone of contention for me because personally, you know, I think it's ridiculous to have to pay $115 every 5 years for this because they've already proven that it's only maybe $30 or $40 worth of work for the state. So the state is grabbing the money, but our state's pretty famous for grabbing money if you haven't noticed. Once you got the $115 paid, you're pretty good. You got everything done. Now you just wait and you hope that everything's done right. Like I just did a dog license application for my chocolate lab, and fine line detail that I missed took an extra month and a half to get my dog license. So what do you do? There's always something that seems to jump out and bite you in the butt. So now by mail, yes, the state stills allow you to mail in via United States Postal Service a check or money order that can be made out to the state of Michigan.
Yep.
Mailed to the Michigan State Police in Lansing.
And when you get your letter, there's a P.O. box on there. But it's a long address. I didn't want to put the whole thing on here.
No, you don't have to.
But you mail it to the Michigan State Police. Attention, I think it's the Firearm Records Division. I guess if you're homebound, this is a good idea.
It is. And I personally, a lot of people don't want to go to the county seat, you know?
Well, and there's a lot
that's been a detriment in Genesee County for a long time. Nobody wanted to go downtown Flint.
I still don't want to go downtown
Flint. I know. And when I lived in Ortonville and had to go to Pontiac to do ours, that was a pain in the butt too, you know, but that's what we had to do. So now living here in Genesee County for a long time, all the new CPLs I've done here.
I'm gonna be interested to see how the new one looks. Has anything changed? Is the wording changed?
Still that thick credit card,
because,
I imagine.
Well, since I got my last renewal, some of the laws have changed. So I'm going to compare the two cards to see what's different.
All right.
You never know. I would imagine the number stays the same.
Yeah.
Probably does. They've still used because now the state police handle it instead of your county sheriff. The photo is the same as your driver's license photo.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't have to take a photo. Oh, no, we already used the one in the system. Oh. I'm in the system.
In the system.
I'm in the system. So, now the mailing option does add 2 to 3 weeks.
All right.
But if you're doing it in enough advanced time.
Yeah. Time yourself out. The main thing is don't lose your CPL. One of my buddies, we were having lunch, me and my old guy group. We met a couple weeks ago. Did I tell you what happened to Robert? We're all sitting around looking at our CPLs.
Oh, you told me about this.
And he goes, uh-oh. Mine's been expired for a whole year. And this guy carries religiously. So, unfortunately, he didn't check his CPL religiously. So, it had been over a year. So, he had to go take a new course at Williams. And he already did it.
So if it's expired for more than a year, you've got to redo the whole process.
Yeah. So, he jumped right on it and got it done.
Which I will appreciate how the state gives you that 1 year leniency.
I think that's very smart.
To fill it out.
Because you've done your due diligence. You just missed it, you know.
So, there's a couple of things they do require you to have before you do this. One, you have to have at least 3 hours of review of the required training and at least 1 hour of firing range time in the 6 months leading up to your renewal.
Yeah.
So, and if you submit the application too soon to the expiration date and it expires, keep the receipt on you. The receipt of your new CPL with your old one still shows, if you get pulled over or questioned, that you're still legal. So,
well, we brought all this up because that is a frequently asked question. So, let's call that a done deal. So
if
hopefully you've yours.
Renewed it in a good time and everything went well. If you had any horror stories about it, let us know.
All right.
And that'll be the next show, maybe.
Yeah.
Next show.
Horror stories.
Horror stories.
Hey, keep it right here for more Gunsmiths coming up right after this.